Neighboring Iran could face tough new sanctions as a result of legislation passed today by the U.S. Congress. The bill targets the Central Bank of Iran and is meant to make it harder for the country to sell its oil. The Obama administration opposed the measure, saying it could backfire, that Iran could actually make more money from its oil, not less. NPR's Tom Gelton explains how that might or might not happen.
The new sanction punishes foreign firms that buy Iran's oil through that country's central bank. Because of concerns that Iran uses its oil money to finance a nuclear program, the measure had overwhelming support in Congress. In fact, there are exceptions to the rule, and the White House could waive its provisions in the interest of national security. But even with those tweaks, the Obama administration was cool to the measure, because whether the sanction works depends on how the oil market reacts. State Department Undersecretary Wendy Sherman testified before a Senate committee earlier this month.
There is absolutely a risk that, in fact, the price of oil would go up, which would mean that Iran would, in fact, have more money to fuel its nuclear ambitions, not less.
Here's the issue. Iran's income depends not only on how much oil it sells, but at what price. In the last 2 years, its oil production has gone down due to a lack of investment. But because oil prices are up, it's actually making more money from oil than ever before.
Iran has done very well out of these high oil prices.
Daniel Yergin is chairman of IHS Cambridge Energy Research Associates and the author of a new book on the energy economy titled The Quest.
Despite the other sanctions that there, the economy continues to function, and they have more money coming into the economy, which gives them more elbow room.
This is what complicates the Iran oil sanction effort. If the result is that Iran sells a little less oil, other countries would have to sell a little more. Otherwise, there'll be less oil supply on the global market. If the demand for oil stays the same and the supply goes down, the price of oil would increase. In that case, Iran could actually end up with more oil income even while selling fewer barrels. Advocates of the new Iran sanctions say that should not happen. They think other countries will boost their output to make up for reduced Iranian exports. The oil price in that case would not increase. But do those countries have the capacity to produce enough extra to offset the lost Iranian oil? Daniel Yergin isn't sure.
There is some capacity to make up for it, but not a lot of capacity.
Most of the extra oil would have to come from Saudi Arabia. But at this week's OPEC meeting in Vienna, the Iranian oil minister claimed the Saudis told him they would not boost production to make up for any decreased Iranian exports resulting from sanctions. The Saudis themselves would not comment. At the last OPEC meeting in June, the Saudi and Iranian delegates quarreled. But Jason Shanker of Prestige Economics was in Vienna this week, and he says that judging by the way the Saudi oil minister emerged from the meeting, there was apparently less Saudi-Iranian tension this time.
Someone said to the minister, what do you think? How was it? How did it go? Did it work out? And he waved his arms big and open, and he said, hey, I'm smiling.
If the Saudis do not increase oil production, and if the new sanctions mean the Iranians are not able to sell all that they produce, the supply and demand mismatch would presumably drive the oil price up. Iran, in that case, would indeed benefit, just as the Obama administration fears. Of course, there's another possibility. The global economy goes into recession, and the demand for oil goes down. In that case, sanctions on Iranian oil sales would hurt the Iranian economy, but everyone else would be hurting as well. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.